Hoshi Mokoena is the president of Controlesa, joins us on the line now from Bushbuck Ridge in Mpumalanga. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. Welcome to the show.
Thanks very much, Chief, and thanks for having me.
Obviously, we missed the winter season of initiations because of COVID-19. We were very much in alert level 4, 3, and eventually 2 during what would be the time when our boys go to the mountains. We've just been given the green light to plan for initiations this coming December, and that there will be strict COVID-19 safety and health protocols that will be put in place. What are those protocols, Hoshi, and how are you going to make sure that they are adhered to?
My Chief, thanks very much. What we have decided to do is to say to all those who will be given permits to run the schools, it won't be business as usual. We are not going to allow many initiates on the mountain. We'll be very strict to say if we used to have, let's say, 150 initiates, this time we might not even have half of that. We might even say no. Just allow 50 to go through so that they are manageable. Because if you can make a mistake of saying, no, let it be business as usual, you can have as many as you want, we might end up being embarrassed by having those many carnages that we don't want to see in the mountain.
And those 50 then who may be allowed to go onto a mountain in an initiation school, for example, what measures will the people looking after the initiates need to put in place to ensure that there is no infection of COVID-19?
What we have done, my Chief, is to say, let's look at ages of those initiates who might want to go. There are those who are still young, who can manage to wait up until next year. But there are those, some who are going to tertiary schools, some are going somewhere where they might not be able to go to the initiation school early next year. Hence, we said, no, let's look at those who are so desperate who might go. In terms of monitoring and making sure that things are in order, we have requested the Department of Health and that of COCTA. The Department of Health said, please be on standby for any eventuality. Because what made us to experience some other things in the past is that there were those principals or Ingoma holders who didn't want to allow the Department of Health or the officials to come closer to monitor and assist where there are challenges. Now we said strictly, if you don't allow those health officials to come in, it means you are not going to be able to run the school this year. Because we are very strict, my Chief. We don't want to see anything. We have been lambasted, and sometimes for good reasons, you know. But we said, if there is something that we can avoid, by all means, let's avoid them so that this school don't become an embarrassment to us South Africans.
Culturally, though, that will have massive implications. If my nephew, for example, goes into an initiation camp this December where medical experts might be allowed to access them should there be, you know, a medical emergency, that will always be a mark on them, right? There will be the initiates and the men who had doctors and nurses allowed into their camp. How do you navigate that post them returning from the initiation school?
A very good question, my Chief. We are not going to allow any nurse to go to the mountain, only male nurse who have been to initiation school. We won't allow just any person simply because you are a male nurse or you are a doctor to go in, even though you are not from that school. No, we're not going to allow that. Only those who know the culture, who have been there before, will be allowed to assist. Even though they will only come in when there are challenges. We won't need them if things are fine, simply because we'll have less numbers this time. But in case something happened, definitely we'll say, doctor, come jump in and come and assist. But we are very sure that this time around, we put things in order. And hence we said, any person who might not want to follow all the stipulated protocols as dictated to by COVID-19 regulations, he must forget having permit to run the school this time.
And of course, it important for us to remind parents that it is ultimately their responsibility to make sure that the person who's running the initiation school has the necessary paperwork and certification before allowing their children to go to that initiation school.
A good one, because there are those who like taking chances, want to turn this noble practice into money-making machine. Hence, it's very important what you are saying, my chief, that if you take your child to any initiation school, just demand of the principal of the school to show you those papers that enables or allowed him to run the school. If he can't produce anything, please don't risk your child and put him there. And we know some are so desperate, they want to have these schools and hide them somewhere. And if they are not known, it won't be easy to monitor, even to know what's happening in those schools. Hence, parents, you are right, my chief, please assist us. Don't just take your child to any initial schools without checking whether it's the illegal one or legal school.
COVID-19 is certainly a challenge. We're reporting more than 1,600 new cases in the last 24 hours, according to the Department of Health. So the cases of new infections are there. We're starting to see outbreaks again, particularly in places where, you know, people gather for entertainment purposes. There was a nightclub in Cape Town that saw more than 80 people testing positive for COVID-19, 37 of them being matriculants. So COVID-19 becomes the one challenge. The other one, Hoshi, is going to be around the conclusion of the matric exams. They are scheduled to run up until the 15th of December, which means that if there are parents who are intending to take their children who are in matric right now to the initiation camps, those then will start a lot later in the season than would be ordinarily the case.
Chief, you are right. We are so worried that people who are now behaving as if we're no more under lockdown, who are behaving stupidly, I'm sorry to use this word, and hence the numbers are now increasing again, and I'm saying to myself, but our people, really, why this excitement, where does it come from? And I want to call upon our people, please, we're still under lockdown, even though we are at alert level 1. It does not mean that this thing is over. We are still in this thing. And please, let's just take care of ourselves and our family members and everybody else. In terms of your question, leadership, we have made arrangement that no child will miss out on his exam. Because it will be very suicidal for us if we say no, they can miss out on writing their exam, final year exams, especially those in grade 12. We have made those arrangements. Some of the schools that we have consulted and we mandated even our regional structures and our branches to make sure that those initiates don't miss out on their school calendar. I'm happy that I've spoken to the acting chairperson of Contra Lesa in the Eastern Cape. They also assured me that all measures will be put in place that those boys won't miss out on writing their final exams. We've tried our best, my chief.
Well, let me ask this as a parting question then, Jose. You referred to it a moment ago where, unfortunately, we are behaving as if COVID-19 is not around. At the end of any process that involves a young boy becoming a young man is a great celebration. And as much as there are restrictions as to the number of people we can invite to such event, we're certainly seeing when it comes to funerals, many families, unfortunately, not being able to adhere to those restrictions. I imagine it will be exactly the same with the celebrations that come following an initiation process. How are we going to ensure that the Melane household, for example, is going to adhere to the restrictions as set out by the government once my nephew comes back from the initiation school?
My chief, a very difficult question. I don't know why are you doing this to me on a Monday morning, but it is a fair question. You know, when our boys are coming back from the mountain, it's one of the exciting moment ever. I don't think there's any exciting moment in my life that I have enjoyed other than when I see my son coming back from that school and everybody else gets excited and they will tend to enjoy ourselves In fact, it's just a razzmatazz of a function. We'll try leadership, we'll try my leader to try and make sure that we don't allow people just to behave as if, you know what. But really, you are correct. That moment where everybody wants to just see himself or herself being excited, they will dance and do all those other things. And sometimes people will indulge excessively to an extent where some don't even sleep. They wake up tomorrow morning to say, no, I've been there to see the boy coming back. We'll try our best, even though that one is really difficult to manage. But we'll make a call to people to say, no, let's try to apply the social distancing and so on, even though it would be very difficult. But we'll try leadership. Then I'm saying this question, really. Yeah, we had to ask it, and it's a difficult one. Thanks, my chief.
All right. Should we go ahead then with initiation camps? Do you think this year is it responsible for us to allow our children to go to the initiation camps and for us to hold the celebration once they return? Are we not putting not only their lives at risk, but obviously the lives of the rest of the family and people who will be coming to celebrate with us?
This is a noble culture, a noble practice that has been done from time immemorial. And we, as black people, we're very proud of this culture. And that's why I said, by the way, practicing our culture, we don't need any permission from anyone. This is our culture that we're very proud of. I will encourage people not to hesitate. If your son is ready to go to the mountain, by all means, let him go, because if you delay him to go to the mountain, if, for example, next year we're going to tertiary institution, he might be disturbed, because at tertiary you need all the time to focus on your schooling. And let's go and celebrate and enjoy ourselves, but be cautious at the same time. While celebrating, let's not be careless. Let's adhere to all the set out protocols as dictated to by COVID-19. As long as we can sanitize, we can wear our masks, we can apply social distancing, we can really try to minimize or avoid infecting others or being infected. It's just that when you talk about the initiation practice, especially when they come back, there's a moment that people behave as if they are crazy. But they will try to manage and control it, because we demanded of our leadership to assist wherever possible, that people don't just behave stupidly, for the lack of a better word.
Hoshi, thank you very much for your time this morning. Hoshi Mokoena is the president of CONTRALESA, the Congress of Traditional Leaders of South Africa, giving the green light for initiation schools to resume this December.